presenting Gus Gray, special correspondent in the mystery of the Nine Ivory Buddhas. The case of the murdered collector has advanced another step with the poisoning of Spike Trevanion at Scotland Yard. Evidence has accumulated to show that nine ivory idols are desperately wanted by two gangs, led by the Count and the elusive Oriental called Chen, and that they will stop at nothing to get possession of them. Just as Spike is about to divulge important information, he's struck down under the very eyes of the police.
It's cyanide, Dunk. Nothing else would have taken him off so quickly.
I think you're right. At Scotland Yard.
Beating us all around the clock. But I'll bet that coffee...
That coffee came from the teapot kitchen just around the corner.
What sort of place is it?
It's run by the widow or late officer of the yard. I usually have lunch there.
And that's that. Who was it brought the coffee in here?
Don't know, but we'll soon find out. Hello. Who's that? Oh, Rogers. Who brought that coffee up for Trevanion? Send him up at once. What? It can't be at this, sir. Where'd he come from? I've never heard of him. All right.
And what does all that add up to?
It was Constable Manners, a new man, transferred for P Division a month ago.
A month ago? Maybe Manners don't make a policeman, Duncan.
That's just what I'm thinking. He should still be on duty. He left in a hurry a few minutes ago.
Got it. That's where your information leak is, and he poisoned Spike's coffee.
Right. Sparrow, pick him up. And if you bungle this, I'll hay you on the mat and grind your face into it.
There you are, Flan. A story any sub-editor would give up his love affairs for. Death stalks at Scotland Yard. Crook's confession cut short by cyanide.
Lovely, darling. Did you write it all yourself?
Oh.
And was it cyanide?
Mrs. Gray, there was enough of it in Spike's coffee to poison everyone in the detective branch. Oh.
Never mind, most of them are half dead already.
Have you seen this copy, Inspector?
I've seen it.
We've left Manners out of the yarn plan at Dunk's request.
Well, he probably knows we're onto him, but... there's no sense in giving away too much.
Where are you going now, darling?
Down to Fry's dock. We were on the way there, but I persuaded the inspector to drop in here while I gave Flan all the gory details about old Spike being spiked.
May I come too?
I think not.
Oh, I could easily be a lady correspondent.
You better become a lady first, sweet.
You say the most charming things, dear.
And how long does this sort of thing go on?
Come on, Gray, we'll stay behind. We can't hold the Oriental sun all day.
Right, lunch at the Barclay Grill, my pet.
Hello? Who? Inspector Stain. Just one moment. You, Inspector.
Oh, it's probably the yard. I told him I'd be here. Hello? What? Queen MacGregor. Yes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Do what you can. I knew you should have dragged me in here, Gray. We're wasting precious minutes.
Why, what's happened?
The Oriental sun is on fire at Fryer's dock.
On fire?
All right, come on. There was Winter over the river police on the phone. We've got a moment to lose.
Right. Goodbye, my sweet.
You're wasting time with your billing and coon stains halfway there. I'll send Callahan down with the camera.
Good. Don't flirt with Flanagan while I'm gone, lovebird.
Isn't he a dear?
He's the best reporter in the street, he is. Don't you dare tell him that or I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, he's probably aware of it already.
It's more and more like a jigsaw puzzle that thing becomes. No sooner do we seem to get a good lead when it breaks off before we can follow it up. Hello? Scotland Yard? No, I'm afraid the inspector's just left. Any message? Just a minute. Take this down, Mrs. Gray.
What?
It's for the inspector.
Who?
Hello? Go ahead. You've located the collector named Crans at 117 Pendleton Mansions, Maidstone. I see. Yes, if he calls in on his way back, I'll tell him. Though he'll probably go straight to the yard. Good.
Crans. Isn't that the man Spike spoke about before he died?
Yes, I think that's what Gus said his name was.
Mm-hmm. 117 Pendleton Mansions, Maidstone. And Gus Gray is the best reporter on the street. Well, well, well.
Mrs. Gray, what are you talking about?
Oh, Was I talking? I'm so sorry. We women do it so often we never know when we are and when we're not. Well, good morning, Mr. Flanagan. Mr. Kranz?
I am Ethelbert Kranz.
You are? My name is Flo, Gray. I represent the Evening Star.
Please do sit down, my dear Miss Gray, and tell me in what way I can assist you.
Oh, thank you so much. I understand you're a collector of antiques.
That is so.
Well, you will have read in the Star about the murder of Miles Wilkinson.
I very seldom read newspapers. But I have heard of Mr. Wilkinson's death. It was very distressing.
Yes. We have reason to believe that there's a gang of crooks who wish to obtain possession of a collection of ivory idols.
Ivory idols?
Yes. Do you know something about ivory idols?
It sounds very mysterious.
Oh, no. It isn't really. The police are anxious to obtain them, too. We've received some information of our own that leads us to think that you might know something about this matter.
Oh, indeed?
Yes.
This is all very interesting.
Yes, isn't it?
Very interesting, seeing that an attempt was made to burgle my house last night.
Oh, was it? Then what we've discovered is true. You must have had one of these idols in your possession, ready to pass on to the Count. In fact, you're mixed up in this business.
The Count? What business?
Mr. Kranz, the police know that I'm coming here this morning, so I should advise you to tell me all about it.
Really? You think I should do that, do you?
I most certainly do.
We will see.
Why are you pressing that bell push?
I think you know.
Oh.
You are not a reporter, young woman. You are an impostor. Here, come back.
Let me go.
Oh, no. There is more in this than meets the eye. Oh, you're not leaving this room until...
Until what?
Until I'm quite sure you are as harmless as you make out to be.
No.
Oh, Cartwright, see that this young woman remains in this room, forcibly if necessary, while I use the telephone.
Come on, Gray.
All right. Heavens, she's well alive.
Where's Winter? Oh, here he is. Mind that hose behind you. Hello, Winter. How'd this happen?
I don't know, Inspector. About half an hour ago, there was an explosion in the aft hole. And in 2 minutes, she was burning like straw.
Who's in charge?
Well, I got the brigade here, but some of the wharfies managed to get some hoses going and did a good job before it arrived.
They seem to be getting it under control.
Yes, Mr. Gray.
Where's the master?
He's not here. The second mate was aboard when it happened. I've got him over there.
I want to see him.
Well, come over. You'll find him rather a surly customer. Cut you the tar brush somewhere, I think.
Is that the man there with the scar on his face?
Yes, Mr. Gray. That's Tiger Tim Bain, as he calls himself.
You know him, Winter?
Can't say I do, Inspector. But I wouldn't trust him too far.
I'm no going to.
Bain! Bain! Well, this is Detective Inspector Stain from Scotland Yard. I want to ask you a few questions.
What about this fire? How did it happen?
Suppose you tell me, and then we'll both know, won't we?
That's enough of that. There was an explosion, wasn't there?
Nothing that I heard about.
What cargo were you carrying?
Machinery.
What sort of machinery?
All sorts.
Such as? Wheel?
You better go and look for yourself if you're so nosy.
I will.
I think you could safely go aboard now, sir, if you don't mind a bit of smoke.
I don't mind that. You better come with us, Payne. We'll satisfy you.
I think I'll stay here.
You'll do as you're told. Come on.
What do you make of it, Dunk?
I don't know. There's something in this that smells like a Dundee cheese.
I never smelled a Dundee cheese. Anyway, why should a cargo of machinery explode?
It shouldn't. Just a moment. I'd like to talk to that fireman. He may be able to tell us something. Hey!
Yes, sir?
I'm Detective Inspector Stain. I want to hear a look below. Is it safe?
I think so, sir. Now keep an eye on those derrick beams up there. The fire's charred the rigging, and you never know when they might come down.
Oh, we'll watch them. How do you think it happened?
Bit of a puzzle, sir. I should say it was a bomb or something. You can see the mess it's made down in the hole here. And that big button on the deck can just be the donkey engine.
I see.
If the wharfies hadn't been so nifty with the ballast hoses, there wouldn't have been much of this ship left now.
All right, thanks very much. Come on, Bean. I want to hear a look at the captain's cabin.
You got a warrant?
No.
Then you don't look at the captain's cabin or anything else.
Bean, I warn you, anything you see may be used...
God.
Look here! He's
got away.
Stop that man.
Are you all right, Winter?
Yes, I'm okay.
Which way do you go?
I couldn't see for the smoke. Down that companionway, I think.
Winter, stay here.
All right. Right. Dummy. Come on deck. What are you saying? Wake me up when
you're wrong. Did you see him?
Yeah, caught a glimpse of him as he went down this corridor. You got a gun?
No.
I have. All right, you needn't look at me like that. I have a permit to use it.
Passage branch is here.
Listen. Down there to the left. He's just closed that door. This one.
Why, it's locked. Come out, Bean!
He's moving about inside. I can hear him. Here, here's an iron bar.
Smash the panel. Be careful, he may have a gun. Come out, Bean. You can't get away.
I'm going in.
You stay where you are.
Don't be silly, Dunker. He's gone.
Queen MacGregor, there's another door to the cabin over there. He's giving us the slip.
Listen, Dunk.
What?
What's that? That ticking sound.
Where's it come from?
I don't know. I think from over there by the wall. By heavens. Get everyone off the ship, Dunk, as quick as you can.
Why, you mean?
There's a time bomb somewhere in this cabin, and Tiger Tim Bain set it going. We've got to get out before the whole blessed ship blows up, and us with it.